I have the pleasure to introduce this particular event and also to introduce myself. First and foremost, I am Anne Byam, and I'm a professor at this School of Architecture. I am at the moment heading the Institute of Architectural Technology, and also have been heading throughout the past 8 years Center of Industrialized Architecture, which is situated as well here at the Academy. First of all, I want to say I'm very happy to welcome you here at this very special event. And I'm very amazed that you're such a big crowd who found your way out here and who's going to spend the next couple of days with us, or in particular together. And it's actually the first time I've seen this sort of setup with the sort of like school table sitting here. So I hope you'll find your way around. I understand you have this auditorium for the next couple of days, and the weather is nice, so you can also go out on the campus. However, I understand this is the first Radiance workshop at this particular address or venue, and I can also tell you that as far for those of you who don't know about the Royal Danish Academy of Fine Arts School of Architecture, and actually we got a longer name now since we merged just recently with two other schools, and I will not tire you with that. However, we've been situated here since 1995, and before that we were situated in the center city of Copenhagen together with the other couple of art schools, actually the part of the classical or the traditional academy consisting of sculpture, painting, and architecture. But we moved out here in 1995 in order to become part of a larger campus and several other art schools, that is the School of Film across the street, theater, and the Conservatory for Rhythmic Music. We also have a Conservatory for Classical Music, which is in the other part of town. Yet we have, over the past 2.5 years, been through a process where we are now being merged literally in many different ways, both in terms of the academic program and the research. We are working on that right now with the School of Design and the School of Conservation, which means we now have actually 4 different educational tracks or programs at the Academy, that is architecture, design, something we in Danish call kunsthåndværk, that is probably crafts, applied crafts, something like that, and then conservation, the restoration of artifacts. It is due to an overall political decision, considering the different art educational programs as something that could benefit from being merged, and also benefit from the fact that we share the same campus. So the School of Design moved out here just in February, and is situated actually in that part of the campus over here, which probably the campus where you will be walking around the next 12 days will be the architectural school, whereas the School of Design is on the waterfront. And something that has really made a great difference, at least to the people who are at our institute dealing with the lighting education and research, is that we are now sharing our daylight facilities, laboratories, as well as our artificial lighting laboratories with the School of Design. And Katja, who's here somewhere, will probably be able to tell you more about that the next couple of days. However, we're looking forward to this. At least we're very anxious to see how all these changes are going to become beneficial in terms of our educational programs, first and foremost, but also, of course, our research. But we can't really tell. It's going on right now. And throughout the next couple of months, we will be going through this new organizational planning, which we are very luckily a part of ourselves. So what I'm saying is that we are in the middle of a transition, quite fundamental transition, from being having identified ourselves with a very classical fine arts tradition, now moving into a more sort of applied arts tradition, I would say. This is for my own. that's at least my understanding of it. And having had almost a 250 years tradition with the fine arts, it's a new sort of, self-understanding we are going to work on or work with. And that, I think, is particular for the architectural part of the school rather than the School of Design and Conservation. They're sort of new to this. They're very, very, very happy and pleased with the new situation, whereas we are more sort of reluctant in terms of what is this going to turn out to become. But hopefully we think that it's going to become to the better. At least that's the only thing we can sort of have as a guiding light at the moment. As when I was looking through your program, I was quite amazed by the number of speakers and presentations, and I find it very ambitious and thrilling. And I'd say that I understand that this has become, from what I understand from Katja, who was briefing me on this, that it's a fully implemented tool that now is being used by many practitioners and in various academic programs all over the world. And similar here, we can tell that now that our students are actually demanding some sort of tooling experience, or at least knowledge. And that, of course, also accounts for many other different sort of simulation programs and similar tools that can inform our design process. And that is for sure something we see now is a growing field. And we also find it a great challenge to have faculty members who can actually teach these programs, because it seems as if the sort of the commercial end of it is almost like it's moving much faster than we can move here and within the academic environment. But it's a challenge I'm sure we can overcome. And I'm very happy that you are here to share your knowledge with some of my colleagues, and hopefully you'll meet some of the students as well who have started the next academic year just recently. And thank you for coming. And then I have a small practical note, and that is that these auditoriums, we're not to bring any beverages or foods. I'm sorry. So you have to. You'll just finish whatever water you're drinking, coffee. But for the next couple of days, the service people are very, very strict about it. And don't leave your bags outside, because it's a public area, so people will jump off the bus and maybe grab your bag in case it's sitting there. But that was sort of for the practical info. So, but please welcome, and I hope you'll have some enjoyable days here. Thank you.